Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here. Sunday morning, March 29th. It's good to be with you. I know many of you are probably tuning into Mass, or maybe you're listening to the radio right now. Even though the snow was falling earlier, the sun is out. It's good to see the sun. So I don't know about you, but I've been just reflecting a little bit on how is it that we remain Catholic during these days? You know, sometimes I think we identify our Catholic faith by our reception of the Eucharist, our attendance at Mass, the public worship, and that's good. We should do those things. But when those things are not available, or at least not available in the same way, how do we maintain our Catholicity? I think of somebody like Thomas More, who was in the Tower of London for all those years, and how did he sustain his faith? What kept him going? Or maybe you've heard the story of Walter Chizik. He's got a couple books about his time when he was in Russia, in prison camps and in isolation for many years. And I just wonder about that. And he talked about his own struggle. How does he remain close to Christ, and how does he experience that? Well, what sustained them, I think, was their personal and deeply personal relationship with Christ. That they had that foundational connection with the Lord. And yet that was tested at times, I'm sure. I know. And also the prayers of the church. The prayers that we pray as the body of Christ together, whether we're at Mass, whether we're in our private homes, wherever we are, we offer these prayers. There's a real sense where that helps the whole church, every person. And this expresses our communion with Christ and His church. So it's interesting to reflect on that and to think about that in our time. We are still Catholic. We are still the faithful. We're still the body of Christ. And yet, what it's looking like now is a little different. And so we continue to strive to be faithful to following Christ, to strive to have that union with Him in our daily lives, and to live that out. It's going to be really difficult these next weeks as we, next weekend we celebrate Palm Sunday, and the following week it's the Sacred Triduum and Easter, and to not have these days together in the church will be a challenge, at least be a challenge for me, I know. Hard to really fathom that. I think we might think about what can we do. Can we do Stations of the Cross those days? Can we wash each other's feet? Maybe you can wash the feet of your family members. Can we have that meal on Thursday together? Can we do some kind of procession with palms? I'm going to bless the palms. We're still getting the palms. I'm going to bless them. And maybe people can come and pick them up and, I don't know, do some kind of procession around their neighborhood, or walk around their house, or I don't know. But to try to make those days as sacred as possible, and yet having to do so in a different way than we normally would. Maybe even listening to some of the music that comes from those days. Maybe we can make that available somehow. I don't know. I'm just reflecting on how do we live this out, this continued call that we have to be faithful, and yet to do so under the circumstances that we find ourselves in. So I think as we continue this time, reflect, consider, where is it and how is it that your faith is being tested, is being firmed up, as it were, and that you're having this opportunity to really be with our Lord in a different way. When we're called to have that different way of being with the Lord, I think it really does test us. It helps us to, the liturgy, the form of the liturgy is there to help us, right? It helps us to enter into the worship of God. But when the form is taken away from us, and ask the question, are we connecting with the Lord? Or are we connecting with ourselves in the liturgy? Is it more about being with the Lord or ourselves? And so I guess letting that hunger, that desire for God to rise up in our hearts and then trying to respond to that in some way, some concrete way, is a good thing for us to go through. So hope you're doing well. I hope you're hanging in there. Keep your chins up and may Our Lady watch over you. May Saint Joseph and Our Lady protect you always. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. God bless you.